Today, we will have lesson number 25. We will begin Mishnayos Terumos, Perek Vov, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. We're beginning the sixth chapter of Mishnayos Terumos. We've learned a great deal already about the basics of the obligation of giving Terumah, and the various complications that can arise in the process. Now we're beginning to move on to the consequences of a non-Kohen, a Zor, meaning a Yisrael or a Levi, and not a Kohen, the consequences that he suffers if he or she does eat Truma. Now there was a Isur in the Torah, V'chol Zor lo yochal kodesh, which is the basis for the prohibition against a zor eating truma. In that pasuk, Vayikra Chaf Beis, pasuk Yud, kodesh means truma. The punishment, if one eats truma, if a non-kohen eats truma, b'mezid, intentionally, knowing that it's truma, knowing that it's not right, etc., the punishment is miso b'dei shomayim. Death at the hands of heaven. As the pasuk says in that parsha, Umesuvo ki yichaleluhu. Person profanes the sanctity of truma. Death is the consequence. However, suppose a person eats truma, a zor, a non-kohen, eats truma b'shogeg. Either he doesn't realize this is truma, or truma doesn't look physically any different from any other food stuff. You can have a loaf of bread that's truma, a loaf of bread that's not truma. So a person ate truma b'shogeg, or it can happen that a person knows that it's truma, but he doesn't know that it's prohibited. He figures, look, the Kohen invited me to eat in his home, and he served me a loaf of bread. I know it's truma, but he gave it to me, I'll eat it. That's wrong, but a person might not know that. So those are but two examples of how one can eat truma b'shogeg. If one does, mishalem keren v'chomesh, he must pay to the kohen, to a kohen, the owner of the truma, keren, the value of the truma he ate, plus one-fifth. Now one-fifth in Torah terms, in halachic terms, is what we would call today one-fourth. It's called chomesh milabar. For example, if I have something worth $100, chomesh milagav, chomesh from within the $100 is 20. And then I would have to pay $120. But chomesh milabar means that if I ate truma worth $100, I have to pay the kohen $125. The fifth of the entire sum is what is added. That's called chomesh milabar. So in this case, if a person ate truma that belonged to Mr. Kohen, he has to pay Mr. Kohen. So if the truma was worth, let's say, 4 dinarim, he has to pay the Kohen 5 dinarim. Keren v'chomesh. Echad ha'ochel, ve'echad ha'shose, ve'echad ha'soch. Matters not whether he eats the truma, if it's wheat and he eats it, whether he drinks it, if it's wine and he drinks it, Ve'echad hasoch, or he uses it to anoint himself. He uses it to smear upon himself. It's shemen, it's olive oil. Doesn't matter. If he consumes it in either of those ways, any of those ways, he has to pay a keren and a chomesh. Echad truma tahoro, ve'echad truma tameya. It matters not whether the zor ate truma tahoro b'shogeg or truma tameya b'shogeg. Mishalem chumsho. He has to pay that fifth. In other words, suppose on a Sunday a person ate truma from Mr. Kohen worth 4 dinrim, and on Monday he pays him back with 5 dinrim. The 5 dinar being kodesh. As we will see, he doesn't give him money, he gives him chulin mitukonim. He gives him grain or olives or wine or whatever. Suppose he now eats that fifth, that additional fifth that he gave on Sunday or Monday, he now eats on Tuesday. So the din is he has to give that dinar back plus an additional fifth of that dinar. In other words, a dinar and a quarter. Eino mishalem, that's the meaning of v'chomesh chumsho. He has to give a chomesh for the first chomesh that he now ate again v'shogeg. Eino mishalem truma elachulim mitukonim. When he pays the kohen, he pays him not in the form of truma, which he might have. A zor can own truma, for example. If a zor marries a woman who is the daughter of a kohen, and his wife's father, the kohen, died, and left an inheritance of truma, now the son-in-law inherits this truma. It belongs to him, but the son-in-law is not allowed to eat it. He's not a kohen. So he might think, okay, I'll use this truma that I inherited from my father-in-law, or from my mother's father, my maternal grandfather. I will use that to pay the kohen. After all, I own it, so I can give it to the kohen. No, he can't do that. He has to give the kohen whose truma he ate, chulin mitukonim. Chulin, which is absolutely fixed up, ready to go. Trumos and maestros had already been taken. Vehem na'asin truma. Very interesting. The payment, the chulin, he ate a kveis, he ate a bushel of wheat that was truma. Now he has to give back a bushel and a quarter. That bushel and a quarter of wheat that he gives to the kohen now becomes truma. It has a halacha of truma. V'hatashlumin truma. Here, this phrase, v'tashlumin truma, is subject to debate. It's what exactly it means. The simplest meaning is that if he now gave the kohen a truma, and a bushel and a quarter as payment, and that's now truma, and now he eats some of that which he paid, so again, he has to pay back that which he ate from that which he gave, plus a fifth. It's truma all the way. The Mishnah concludes, Mishnah Aleph, Im rotza ha-kohen limchol eino mochel. Suppose the kohen says, okay, my good friend, Mr. Zor, you just ate a bushel of my truma, and you owe me a bushel and a quarter. I'll be mochel. I'll forfeit it. You're a nice guy. It's okay. I don't mind. Forget it. Can't do that. The kohen cannot be mochel. He cannot forfeit it. It's not his to be mochel. Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisroel she'ochlo truma. Suppose you have a young woman who's not a kohen, not the daughter of a kohen, and she ate truma. Obviously, she ate it b'shogeg. So she ate a bushel of Mr. Kohen's truma. Now she owes Mr. Kohen a truma and a quarter. V'yachakach niseis l'kohen. And then she gets married to a kohen. Now the din is that the kohen's wife is allowed to eat truma. So perhaps she can say, you know, why should I pay it back? So it depends. Im truma shelo zocha bo kohen ochlo. If the scenario was as follows. She was born on her father's farm. Her father's a Yisroel. She's a Bas Yisroel. Her father set aside a bushel of truma, bushel of wheat for truma for the kohen. But he never gave it to the kohen yet. It's truma, but it hasn't been given to the kohen. Lo zocha bo kohen. And Miss Bas Yisroel eats it. So now she owes some kohen, not any particular kohen, but she owes some kohen a bushel and a quarter, a bushel and a chomesh. Mishalem es keren v'chomesh liatzmo. Now that she marries Mr. Kohen, and she is now Mrs. Kohen, and is permitted to eat truma, she can pay that, take that bushel and a quarter that she owes to a Kohen, not the Kohen, but a Kohen, and she is essentially a Kohen. She's an Ashes Kohen, and she can eat that bushel and a quarter herself. However, v'yim trumo shezocha bo Kohen ochlo. Suppose again back to the scenario. Her father put aside a bushel of wheat for truma and gave it to Mr. Kohen X, who now has it. And she goes, not yet betrothed to Mr. Kohen Y, she goes and eats Mr. Kohen's X bushel of truma, b'shogeg, not knowing it's truma, not knowing it's osur. So then she owes the keren, the bushel of truma, she owes to Mr. Kohen X. It was his truma. She has to pay him back a bushel. But what about the chomesh, the fifth, which is in our language the additional quarter, the additional 25% of the bushel, that she can keep for herself. Because interestingly, as the Mishnah concludes, Bibnei Sha'omru, Ho'ochel Truma Shogeg, if a person eats Truma B'Shogeg. So I went and ate, I'm not a Kohen, I'm a Yisroel. I went and ate Mr. Kohen's bushel of Truma, not knowing it was Truma. Mishalim Karen Labalim, I have to pay a total of a Karen V'chomish, a total of a bushel and a quarter. So the bushel, the Karen, I have to give to Mr. Kohen. V'chomish, however, the additional quarter, L'chol Misha Yirtz, I can give to any Kohen I want, including my brother-in-law who might be a Kohen, or my son-in-law who might be a Kohen. That's the end of Mishnah Beis, and with that we conclude lesson number 25.